fighting for America.
We are on the brink of a first in the fight against Obamacare because Republicans have never attacked the ACA with majorities in the House and the Senate.
Fighting for Idaho.
The way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt. It's unpatriotic.
Fighting for you.
You have the first African-American president. You have an African-American attorney general. And 6 years into their effort, we are in some ways further apart, not close together. That's a tragic failure of leadership at the very top.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here. At 580 KIDO, thank you all for joining us. Currently 5 after 6 and wet. The road conditions are, well, compared to other places, I guess you'd say not so bad. But ice everywhere where you're walking. Please be very careful. We'll have the latest traffic and weather and everything else for you here this morning at 580 KIDO. And for most of us, we're back from vacation. This is the first time that I think that I've taken a lot of vacation during my now 20th year of broadcasting. It is something that most of us don't do, and a lot of people that were working last week, especially those in retail, say, what vacation? It's funny to me that, you know, the deadest times of the year, 4th of July week, and that week between Christmas and New Year's, where America just kind of shuts down. And I had a chance, actually, for, I guess, about a week and a half to kind of live like the other side lived. And Ramai and I were talking about this off the air. What'd you do? I said, well, I binged watched television, and I tried to grow a beard. Soon to be 47, still can't really grow a beard. But regardless of that, I lived like the entire outside world lives, and that is tuned out to what we tune into. And for so many years, we've said it's us and not them. Sometimes I think it is us and not them. You know, we used to say it's them, not us. I got that reversed here. But I look at the world that we live in today, and I kind of lived like a millennial. You know, you get on your device, you do this, you kind of tune out to stuff. And then I would look at watching the news, and I try to look at it objectively. And quite frankly, we start off the year wondering about who is credible. You know, you hear the news at the top of the hour from Fox where they're talking about Louie Gohmert is going to challenge John Boehner. If you go down the street, besides those great young conservatives and the people that truly care about our republic, how many people really know who John Boehner is or Louie Gohmert? And again, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to do a lot of these things. I'm sitting there, watching CBS's Sunday morning show, and it's not a show about politics. They do a wonderful job telling stories, and I'm sitting there with Mrs. Miller and having some tea with lemon and watching the show, and then you've got this political hack on saying, well, the Republicans have to lead. Well, the Democrats don't have as many people as the Republicans had in the last legislative session, but do you really believe at 9 after 6 in the morning here in the Treasure Valley that the Democrats are going to allow the Republicans to lead? Do you think that the president is really interested in doing anything else? I mean, he's running around legalizing the illegals and everything else. And I, again, approached everything from a young person's or a tuned out person's perspective. And so many times when we take a look at things, and we focus in on the negative. And really, back when I started 20 years ago doing a daily show every day, and I did producing before that, you would come up with the story, you would get people's reaction. And whether it's the neutering of America or people have just changed, the negativity has to stop. And one reason why I believe that people like the sports media so much is the fact that everybody gets excited about games that, yes, they pump us up. They're a distraction from our lives. But on the other hand, they don't have an impact like raising taxes, like Obamacare is going to do and everything else. But we,
go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports will run the country.
Thank you very much, Chris Troupas. Chris Troupas has a cult following just based on that clip here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. But I think to myself, as this program seeks to evolve in its 20th year, I have to do better. We have to be credible. And it's too many times, whether there are people involved in think tanks, whether there are people involved in politics or anything else, they come across as disingenuous. They get your vote. They do whatever the heck they want. And whatever. So I thought to myself, and we'll put this on the website coming up today. That's 580KIDO.com. I mean, what local politician to you is the most credible? You know, I think, you know, I would struggle. And yes, we have them on here and we talk to them and we offer them to you to take your calls and everything else. But on the other hand, I mean, when you think about trust and public service, does any local politician come to mind? You've got Christy Perry, state representative, a big profile in today's paper about how she started as an intern. She's going to be Speaker Bedke's go-to person. And this is a person who's a local business owner and has been on each side of issues. And, you know, when you're in politics, people are going to take sides. And they might like you, they might not. And I'm thinking to myself, as the legislature comes in, do we trust them to do the right thing? Do we trust them when it comes to the health exchange? Do we trust them to when it comes to expanding Medicare or Medicaid or the fuel tax or anything else? And you're going to have a lot of folks that I admire who continue to focus on growing their movement are going to say, we're going to get them. We're going to stop Common Core. We're going to stop everything else. Now, my question to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, has the state of Idaho, has the country become less conservative? Less conservative when we take a look at the election results, less conservative when we take a look at the electorate, less conservative when it comes to the idea of stopping expansive government? Or have we become more comfortable when you talk to people, when you talk to people on the street, at work, what have you? Do you believe that people have become more comfortable with just kind of like, hey, I'm going to let the government work on these things? I would believe that we've become more progressive, more moderate. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on that issue. Another big issue is, do we ever truly, you know, they used to say, I don't trust anybody under 35. Maybe that's 45 these days. But do we ever really truly understand the value of life? Case in point right here. Here is Hannah Storm announcing the death of her colleague, Stuart Scott.
To you this morning, our colleague, our friend, and our inspiration, Stuart Scott, passed away earlier today. At July's ESPY Awards, Stuart Scott told the audience, when you die, it does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. Since 1993, those of us here at ESPN fortunate enough to work with Stuart saw how he lived. And in the past 7 years, as he fought cancer, we saw why he lived for his daughters, Taylor and Sydney. And so today, we choose not to say that Stuart lost to cancer at the age of 49. Instead, we'll simply say that we all lost Stuart. Here's Robin Robbins.
There you have it. Stuart Scott dying of cancer. It was all over social media yesterday. It was interesting for me listening and watching this story progress. How many people were touched by Stuart Scott? He's the guy, if you're not familiar with him, he's on a network called ESPN. They do sports all the time. And he's a guy that was a character that would yell booyah and would, you know, do all these other things and would, you know, come up with these phrases and stuff. Now, I have to admit, I was not a Stuart Scott guy. I thought, you know, he made, how should we put this? He made it all about him. But I will say this about Stuart Scott, that when he was fighting cancer, And how many of us know people that have beat cancer, that have been taken by cancer, that have continued their fight with cancer? Do you really ever get over cancer? It's always out there. That Stuart Scott faced that illness with courage. The New York Times did a profile on him once where they talked about his extreme fitness regime. Even though he was getting chemo, even though he was getting everything else, Stuart Scott fought cancer. And he was a role model in that fight against cancer, just as Robin Roberts and other people were role models against that fight against cancer. And the fact that he inspired folks, and that even though he had this disease, he continued on, and the fact that he did these things and had no issue with making it public during the Jimmy V Foundation Week, that takes courage. That takes courage. So your thoughts about Stuart Scott here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. How many of us say that phrase, by the grace of God, there go I? By the grace of God, there go I. And that they take their battle public to raise awareness, to raise money, and to die at 49, at the height of your career. He was with the president. He was with Michael Jordan. The guy was the go-to guy. And in the African-American community, they considered him the man on ESPN. Now, again, you know, my interpretation of it was, oh, my gosh, here comes Stuart again. But taking a look at it and taking a listen to what he did, you know, it took courage. You know, everybody can be the square peg in the square hole. But he challenged that stereotype. And, again, we remember him. On the other hand, you know, God bless Stuart Scott and his family. We feel his loss. But my thoughts and prayers go out to people that may be listening right now that are fighting cancer, that maybe are hurt or that are sick, that are going through things, that don't get the big accolades. You're just as important, if not more important, than these other folks. And I thought to myself, how could we discuss this morning? And I thought, why not hear from Stuart Scott?
Truly, I get it. I'm a public figure. I have a public job. I'm battling cancer. Hopefully, I'm inspiring. At my gut level, I really didn't think that I belonged with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. Coach Valvano didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation. And let me tell you, man, it works. I'm talking tangible benefits. You saw me in that clinical trial. Now, here's the thing about that. Coach Valvano's words 21 years ago, helping me and thousands of people like me right now, direct benefits. That's why all of this, why we're here tonight, that's why it's so important. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
There we have it, remembering Stuart Scott and what he meant to media, what he meant to sports, and so more importantly to his family and to people that are fighting cancer. You know, that's why we have those walks. That's why we have people that continue to donate to the American Cancer Society to try and beat this devastating illness. Your thoughts on those fighting cancer. To me, you talk about courage, those little kids and their parents that fight cancer, those little kids that continue to get those invasive surgeries and that beat cancer. And even if we lose people, we know that they do it with incredible spirit. They fight to the very last breath. As Stuart Scott said, you know, it judges you while you're living. And certainly we will remember him. 580-5436, two topics right now this morning. Number one, is there a politician that you find credible? Could it be Ted Cruz? Could it be a local politician? Number two, fighting cancer. Words of encouragement and remembering Stuart Scott. It is 6:20, time to get you to work safely and on time.
Kevin,
I know you have a lot of gloating to do, so I suppose we should get that out of the way. Where I will say I was wrong.
What?
All right.
Ray, could we save that clip, please, where Kevin Miller humbly says he's wrong.
Welcome back.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Welcome back.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Icy road conditions. Keep it here for the latest traffic now and, of course, weather from Channel 7. By the way, at least we don't live in the Northeast where this happened.
England apparently causing a huge pileup on Interstate 93 near Ashland, New Hampshire. 50 to 100 vehicles involved, and there are reports of minor injuries. Now, this was the scene moments ago. I-93 is closed to traffic in the northbound lanes near Ashland. Police are asking drivers to detour around the wreckage and don't take that portion of I-93.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. But, I mean, that was, what, 93 cars piled up. And did you notice over the holidays, and we kind of alluded to this before, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, that it's very tough to get into the holiday spirit sometimes because of the driving. And think about it today on your way into work. And how many of us really are excited about being on our way back to work? You know, we live the good life. Now I know why so many people play the lottery, because you get the idea of just staying at home or doing things with your family and your friends and everything else, and you're not beholden to anybody. Now I understand the lottery dream. And I can see why so many people have it, because who wants to come back to work after living the good life for a week or a few days or a week and a half? By the way, if you're just tuning in, two things we are discussing. Number one, it is a new year. Do we have a new outlook on politics? When we're talking about who's credible, you heard Louis Gohmert and some guy named Yoho will be challenging John Boehner. Is John Boehner really the problem? Does John Boehner impact our lives in Idaho? We've got the legislature coming up.
The legislature.
They're all coming to town. And it's easy to beat up on these folks, but they don't do it for the money. I think most of them believe and want to believe that they're doing well. But how conservative or how liberal are we in Idaho? Now, we're the second most conservative state, according to slappies.com. But in your mind, how fiscally conservative are we? You know, we've got the big Common Core debate. You've got a state school superintendent who, in fact, will be making her debut. She's pro-Common Core. Boy, bet Glenn Beck likes that one. On the other hand, you have the issue of our budget and schools and everything else. Just how conservative are we? And maybe it's us and not them. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Russell in Cuna. Are you in Texas or are you in Cuna, Russell?
I am in Cuna.
Oh.
And, good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome to 580-KIDO, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air, please.
Yes. First of all, I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And the two subjects that you brought up, I wanted to comment about the political side.
Sure.
It seems to me that every time that the Democrats are in the minority, they're still very, very arrogant and don't act like they're in the minority. They use the Saul Alinsky tactics to try to attack those of us that are on the conservative side. It seems like they try to impede us from getting anything done.
Well, they're aided by folks that have an interest in this, a rooting interest in that. That's the media. I mean, I think you take a look at even our local media, and they have an interest with this add the words thing. I was watching the news, and one of the few news programs I watched, because I got tired of watching The Wire, which is a show on HBO that aired, 10 years ago. And After binge watching that all the time, I had dreams that I was living in Baltimore, but I digress. And, you know, here's the big thing. Add the Words is coming. They're going to get a hearing. So what does that teach us? That if you misbehave, that if you not figuratively, you literally lock yourself in a closet, that if you storm into the governor's office, have no respect for him or his office, you get rewarded with the hearing because you're aided by the media. It's just like the media is setting up the Republicans to fail because they better get something passed. Well, that's up to the president. That's up to the Democrats. They can't do it all themselves. Now, are they perfect? No, I think they would sell us out like everybody else. On the other hand, the media is the issue here. The media is the problem in America today.
I agree 100% because they've vilified this idea of shutting down the government. There are times that I think that it needs to be shut down. I think we need to get a step back and hold our breath and examine things.
Well, here's the idea that the president doesn't want people to hear about is that the Congress was designed not to do anything. The Congress was designed to be at a stalemate because the founders did not want an overly aggressive legislature. They were there to slow down the executive. They're not even a speed bump these days, but it was designed to be a stalemate.
Kevin, I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago, you had a caller that called in and asked Raul Labrador what was he doing home from Washington, D.C. when his boss told him to stay back there, referring to the president. I was very upset at that time because there are three separate and equal branches. The president is not the boss of our congressman.
That's when Congressman Labrador used to come on the show in the old days when he needed us.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
How the world changes.
Yes. Well, if anybody's going to be anybody in Idaho, they need to talk to Kevin Miller.
God bless you, Russell, but you're right. How many people have the critical thinking skills that you do?
I would hope more, and I believe there are more in Idaho than in some of the other states that I go to.
God bless you.
God bless
you. How long are you going to be around?
Leaving tomorrow.
Ooh, maybe next time we'll hook up.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Got my cell. I'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Russell and Cuna. We go to Mike in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. About this cancer thing.
You know all about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've always been kind of the exception to the rule, you know. And to be honest with you, the two cancers that I've had, that never bothered me.
Have a young daughter. You're fighting two forms of cancer. Could you tell us which forms?
Bladder and prostate.
Right.
And it's like when they told me, you know, actually it made me, you know, I'm really mad. You know, it's like, okay, well, let's get rid of it. You know, I haven't had any of the your typical cancer stories and stuff. You know, just kept living my life, and it's like I got to raise my daughter. And my last diagnosis was they're both gone now.
God bless you. So, congratulations.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know, it'd be good to hear a good story once in a while.
How do folks fighting cancer respond when you hear, you know, this kid, Stuart Scott, dying at 49?
Well, that's when I was diagnosed with it, when I was 49. And I don't know what kind of cancer you had, but to me, it's all in your mind. You know, if you believe that you're going to get over it and, you know, you pretty much will yourself to, I think that, you know, is a major part of it, you know, your whole psyche about it. Because, you know, the last thought I ever had was, oh, yeah, I'm going to die from it. No, all I got was a bunch of time to spend with my daughter, you know.
Mike, good to be with you again. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, okay, I won't, but.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye, our great friend Mike. Coming up, one team disses another team. What does this mean for sportsmanship when we're talking Optimist, Pop Warner, even high school football? We'll talk about it next. 6:34, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, another road condition report. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
641, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for listening. A few things we are talking about. The death of SportsCenter anchor Stuart Scott at the age of 49. How would any of us handle the news that we had cancer? You heard Mike from Caldwell. God bless him. Two forms of cancer. I remember when Mike first came on the show, he'd bring his daughter, and they'd come in and hang out, and he would talk about it. Look, Kevin Miller, the reason why I'm listening now is because I'm fighting cancer. And God bless Mike and all those people that are fighting, and we remember all those people that we've lost. And it's nice that we have public figures like a Robin Roberts or a Stuart Scott that will let us inside their world. You know, if I get a chance today, not if I get a chance, I'll do it today. If look out for it at 580kido.com, that we'll take a look at how Stuart Scott fought cancer. He was doing like MMA workouts, kickboxing workouts. Now, yeah, he had access to a lot of things that most of us don't. And, you know, he used those things to enhance the research, to enhance the message, and to never give up. I think that should inspire us today when we're going back to work. We have a job. We have a home. One of the things that always is reinforced to me about being grateful for what we have is when the weather gets cold. And maybe you do this. Maybe you're like me and you have a bunch of four-legged family members, and it's okay to admit that you talk to them occasionally. And you go outside and you let them out, and hopefully they're not barking at the neighbors like my dogs do. They're not being mean. They're just being friendly. And then you get hit with it, the cold air. It smacks you in the face. And you think to yourself, thank God I have a place that's warm. And you think of those people that don't have a home, those people that are in shelters. And I apply that to people that are fighting an illness, that are going into the hospital, that rely on the kindness of professionals and the expertise of professionals to do the right thing. I think that's the message that we can learn today from remembering Stuart Scott.
And turn the clock back to 1996, when I was a 26-year-old SportsCenter anchor from New York City. A Jewish kid from New York City walking onto the set and being teamed up with a guy who I'd seen on television but had never met before. A proud African-American Chicagoan by way of North Carolina due to his school, Bleeding Carolina Blue. And the two of us became married on television, essentially, referred to himself as my TV wife. And I cannot believe that I'm now sitting here on television reporting to you the news that I heard about 10 minutes ago. And that Stuart Scott has died. One of the most joyful, full of life individuals I have ever come across. Lived his life the way his parents wanted him to live it, the way he felt he should live it. He broadcast the same way, a groundbreaking broadcaster in the world of sports television. I love this man. I still love this man. And the fact that he has passed away is absolutely mind-boggling and a travesty. He battled cancer as bravely as anybody else. And I know there are many people out there who are battling cancer right now and Stuart would want you to know to keep fighting. Keep fighting, and that he didn't lose this battle of cancer. He fought it as bravely as he possibly could. And as you go to bed tonight, flip your pillow over to the cool side.
There you have it. Rich Eisen remembering Stuart Scott on the NFL Network. Kevin Miller here with you at 580 KIDO. The big question of the morning, you know, what would you do if you were faced with a life-threatening illness? Mr. Scott certainly died at the age of 49, but did it with courage, with inspiration. And there are a lot of people that do it without the notoriety, without being on the television. And we, again, encourage them. We thank their families, and we thank them for their perseverance. Throughout the sports season, and we talk about heroic deeds. And I think there are heroic deeds that get underscored in America today. And I, you know, think about this. And by the way, if you're know someone who's fighting cancer, has lost someone to cancer, would like to sound off on this, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, or Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And, you know, we talk about heroes in entertainment, heroes in sports, and heroes in these other endeavors. But what is heroic? Heroic nature is that mom that's there at the hospital to make sure her kid makes it through chemo, or that grandmother that is there to inspire their grandkids, or their grandkids not doing after school activities, but being there for their grandparents or their parents, or somehow knowing that it's going to end soon, but you still go to that soccer game or that volleyball tournament, or you volunteer at the animal shelter. Now, I wish that we had television specials on all those folks. I wish the efforts that we have to memorialize Stuart Scott rightly would be given to some of those folks. I think that's the thing that we're missing. You know, it's kind of like unconditional love. We, you know, it's glamorized on daytime soap operas now with same-sex couples. But really, what is love? It's giving, right? It's giving. And there are thousands of those stories each and every day. Thousands of those stories each and every day that should inspire us to do better things, to be better people, right? 647, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. And getting back to the popularity of sports, I just wish that somehow that we could transfer some of that into the real meaning of life. How many of us have blindly pursued our careers, have blindly pursued other things, and then in the end we wonder, well, why don't we have more friends? Well, why don't we have more time with our families? The family reunions are uncomfortable. You know, in our society today, it's time to rewire ourselves when it comes to basic priorities. The politicians are going to do what politicians do. They're going to serve their own self-interests. We should understand that. We can hold them accountable to so much, but is it life or death? Think about that for a minute. 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
Bulls head for the locker room. Not many of them heading to midfield to shake hands.
Glad to see Jameis Winston, as a leader of this team, stuck it out. Over.
Yeah, boy, he really stuck it out. That was really tough. So here you have this game, Oregon versus FSU. And Florida State just walked off. They didn't shake their hands of the people that beat them, and beat them soundly, 59-20. Now, again, we talk about athletes being role models. I believe that if you are on national television, that if you are playing football at the highest levels, at any level, that you're a role model to the little kids. Never mind the issue with Jameis Winston. By the way, I thought it was great that the Oregon players chanted no means no. And I'm sure, because of the corruption, the corrupt nature of collegiate sports, we're going to find out that Florida State covered up those rape allegations, those sexual assault investigations. Heck, the New York Times did an expose on it. And yes, sports is a great diversion, but it should not derail us from good sportsmanship. You know, I talk to people all the time that coach optimist football or basketball or what have you, and their mission is not to be the next Rex Ryan. Their mission is not to be the next Bill Belichick or Brian Harsin. Their mission is to instill values and rules into kids. And sometimes you can try your hardest, but you still lose. Those are great lessons for life. It's unfortunate that one team, soon to be the former national champions, did not have that basic tenet that is taught in optimist football here in Idaho. 649, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's take a look at your
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
When you die, it does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
6:55, remembering Stuart Scott today and all those people that have fought cancer and continue to fight cancer, and those who have moved on. You know, we take a look at what you would do, what I would do, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, the holidays always bring out crazy stories. Well, there's a story out of Oregon where police arrested a naked man who, according to the police, said he broke into two homes, drank the booze at the homes, and took a hot tub early Sunday morning. Apparently, and how many of us have done this? You're house sitting alone, and all of a sudden you find somebody in the home that you're house sitting. You heard noises. You go to the laundry room and you find some guy naked. That's right, apparently naked. So what the woman did is she slammed the door, armed herself with a knife, and waited for the police. So when the officers arrived, they found a naked man, later identified as Guillermo Brambilla Lopez, hiding in the laundry room. Apparently, he broke in to that home and another home. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, sometimes these criminals are dummies. You remember that old Fred saying, "You big dummy." So what's the purpose of breaking into somebody's home to drink their booze, to be in their hot tub, and to get naked? Well, I'm sure the officers found some clothes before they escorted this gentleman out. But you talk about wacky, zany things. Think about this. I think you think you have issues now. Imagine if you're house sitting for someone, and all of a sudden some guy is there without anything on, drunk. Well, I think he's fortunate he didn't arrive in Idaho because he might have gotten some buckshot. Time for traffic at 580K. Thank you, Larry. Currently 32 right now in Star. Kevin Miller in the morning coming up. Dave Petso with news about your money. And we'll talk a little bit about last year and this year and what to expect. Here's something, though, that, again, we're monitoring the situation. You just heard Dave Burnett give you the traffic reports. But, you know, how many of us, whether it's slipping and sliding, I mean, there are two things to avoid. You know, going fast and not anticipating things. I guess we should just wait for the self-driving cars. The big CES show now, I believe it's in Las Vegas. Is that right? Where they're going to introduce, believe it or not, self-driving cars. Oh! I'm sure they won't forget to use their blinker, will they? Stay tuned. Fox News is next. Kevin Miller.